Well, welcome to my talk on GNU Radio. Due to last year's lack of SDR dev room and due to Corona, we haven't seen each other in this capacity for a while. So I felt like I should be giving a small update on what has happened in GNU Radio. So let's start with the general state of the project. So the project is doing still well. As far as I can tell, and I obviously have no hard data on that, we're still the most popular FOSS SDR framework, which is, you know, fine on one hand. It was a bit of a lonely situation in the last couple of years, and it's getting a lot better. We have presentations on alternative approaches to scheduling such things. We have seen at other conferences and at last SDR Dev Room competitive projects. And I feel that we're actually in a situation where the existence of these other projects helps GNU Radio know better what it wants to do and what it wants not to do, which is an upgrade from the very organically, oh yes, I need this feature added somewhere kind of thing. I'm going to talk about GNU Radio today, but I'm not going to talk about exclusively GNU Radio, as there is a couple of spin-off and, you know, GNU Radio and Friends projects that I have to talk about. We have, you know, the main focus will obviously be GNU Radio, which last time we were at FOSDEM and talked about it was that was Josh presenting GNU Radio 3.10, which was kind of an exciting thing because it was like a minor revision jump. If you know GNU Radio numbering, the three in front, that has been around forever. And I mean that, I haven't seen a GNU Radio 2 anywhere. We also go into what happens to GNU Radio after 3. Then we're going to talk about Volk, which is always on time, which has just released a 3.1. Really recently, so you know that the maintainer really cares about the FOSDEM crowd because this we do, you'll notice that these release dates often coincide with open source conferences, so people go out there and test our stuff before it goes to flight. So and we'll talk about ZigmF, which was already released 3 years ago, but 2 years ago, but we'll go into this very quickly anyways. So let's go this way. Would be super nice if I could get this on screen. So what did happen since FOSDEM 2020 in the technical aspect of things? So we have two things. We have the stable releases. So GNU Radio is very dedicated to keeping GNU Radio in the version that is currently available, compatible with software that was written for the minor version that was released. So if you write, if you've got software that was written for GNU Radio 3.10.0 last FOSDEM 2020, then it's still definitely gonna work with GNU Radio 3.10.10 today, right? Why? Because we make sure that it's backward compatible. We have a release manager for these stable releases. And if you look at what he did in that time, you can simply, you know, ask your friendly Git and it will tell you that we've got 622 commits, which is, you know, if you're going for other projects, that wouldn't be very much because, you know, in web-based projects, often you go for a finer granular commit strategy, but each of these is a tested, very intense, often relatively intense C++ edition, so this is actually a pretty nice number. We've got 77 individual code contributors to the stable branch, which is also interesting because that is kind of an indication for how many people care about getting things refreshed, but also due to the, you know, maturity that GNU Radio approaches, which I talk to about in a second, we can currently backport most things that are you know, new features from the main branch to the main branch. So this is very interesting. There's also around 1/4 of them as new contributors. Currently, GNU Radio is a C++ 17 project, which is also an upgrade since last time we talked about that. And we just upgraded to needing Python 3.7.2, which is also already end of life, but it's so prevalent that, you know, it's all that we need, and so far we're not having a need to update that anyways. So functionality-wise, we have new visualizations from like an azimuth plot, which might be interesting to the radar people. We have some minor improvements, like we finally have a throttle block that, you know, allows you to actually see things moving on your visualization if you're doing low rates. So that is that. That being said, this is a stable release. So most of the things are literally bug fixes, which is boring if you are not encountering the bugs that it fixes. But especially Clayton did a lot of work on getting the CI clean. So now we're really not excluding any tests on any platform. Everything runs through. We're testing all of the GRC things compiled. So our examples have gotten a lot better. So that is actually a big improvement to quality of life if you're trying to do something with GNU Radio and figuring out whether it breaks something. And the other thing that I wanted to mention here is I've been sitting down and considering what are the big things that a user would be interested of in GNU Radio. And turns out that the main thing that users need is help, in the sense that they want to be able to figure out what to do. They don't need hand-holding. Like, I'm always very impressed by how good a lot of users are at figuring out themselves how this hard math or this hard software aspect or the hard radio aspect works, depending on where they come from. They often just need good documentation. So we've had Mark and Barry work a lot on documentation, and especially Barry needs a shout out here, because right now we have 554 documented blocks in the wiki. And a lot of this is like literally manual work where someone needs to sit down, write a short word on something, and then actually do that. And I'm just going to highlight, because, well, nobody wants to drive MathWorks out of business, but this is like MATLAB grade documentation that we get there. This is just like a single block documentation, goes over 4 pages of screen, where you get basically a full introduction to what is a QPSK modulator and demodulator when you go to the documentation page of that block. So we're getting there in the sense that our documentation is better. Nevertheless, and this is something that I wanted to personally shout out to, we need help with that in different ways. First of all, documentation like that needs someone to write it. So if you're encountering a block that is, you know, not as documented as you want to, or you have a really good explanation for what it does, but it needs some pictures, it's a wiki, you know? And it is actually a wiki. You can put things there, and please do that. We have a review process. If you write something that's wrong, someone's going to pick it up and correct it. It's okay. Don't obviously write nonsense, but as long as you're not ChatGPT, you're probably contributing something. So this is really nice. But of course, GNU Radio continues to live. So GNU Radio 3, the 3 series, evolves. And not everything that is we do on GNU Radio, the 3 series, will happen on the stable branch. Why? Well, if we break something that was already there, then something that you wrote for GNU Radio 10.0.0 will not work with GNU Radio 10.20 or whatever. And that would be a bug. We're not doing that. We're not doing any bugs anymore. So some things need to be upgraded. However, unlike what you might have seen from the times when we released 3.8, we're not going to do like big API changes anymore that break a lot of your systems. This is for 2 reasons. One is, of course, because we don't hate people. The other and probably stronger one is that we don't have the capacity to do this again. We're trying to do something new without overloading our ability to keep the old stuff running and interesting and up to date. So we have constant development from the main maintainer, Josh. And that leads to a lot of interesting things, mainly about this, and I hope you'll look into that, is very soon we will have a Qt-based GRC. So if you know the GNU/Radio Companion, like this nice graphical program that you can use. Oh, I'm running out of time. So this is an example of Mark stepping in and getting rid of the speaker, which is very good. Give a hand of applause for Mark.
Thank you. Thank you, Marcus.